calendar has turned to a new year in the HVAC industry. That means the AHR Expo is right around the corner. To give us a little more insight on this year's show, we welcome in Nicole Bush from AHR. Welcome to the podcast, Nicole, or welcome back to the podcast, I should say.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So this year we're in Atlanta. I was kind of curious, how do you folks decide what host city?
Well, a lot of it has to do with size and capacity to be able to host both our exhibitors and the booths that they want to build out, and also the attendees that we have. Because as you know, it's quite a few people under one roof.
Right. Are we down to, I think someone told me, is that Vegas, Chicago, Atlanta, and Orlando are the only ones because we've gotten so big that can host us, or are there other cities out there?
Those are the cities that are scheduled for the next several years. As you know, we book these several years in advance just to lock in the space. So yes, we're in Atlanta this year, Chicago for 24, then we're back in Orlando, and then I think it is Vegas in 26. So that is our future trajectory for now.
And then speaking of this year's expos, how many exhibitors do you have, and how that has that compared to years past?
So we are sold out show floor this year, which is very, very exciting. We have a lot of our, you know, exhibitors from previous years who are going to come back, and we have a lot of new exhibitors too, which is quite exciting. Our total so far this year is 1779. So that's what we're looking at the moment. And that's a lot of walking.
It is. How do you guys decide who gets what booth? I'm always kind of curious about that in regards to location and aisle number. Obviously, certain sizes people invest in, but actual location.
Right. Well, fortunately, that is not something that I personally am responsible for, because it always looks like quite a puzzle. But there's a whole lot of things that are involved in that process. Like you mentioned, it's space size and what the vision for the booth is. There are certain locations on the floor that are accessible for larger booth builds. Sometimes we have some two-story booth builds. And then we have some people who are looking for a smaller section, and we obviously have a section for that as well. And if you're familiar with our floor plan, we do have some designated sections, which some of our exhibitors want to be focused in, because that is what their product or technology serves, such as the building automation pavilion. We also have a software section on the floor. So that will be organized by exhibitors who fall in that category. Beyond that, it is a mutual discussion between, you know, the people on our end who are building the show floor and the exhibitors, what their desired space, location, and what the vision for their booth looks like.
I also want to tell attendees, start in the back, right? Because a lot of times there's when everyone kind of comes in, everyone stops. It's almost like we used to take the kids to the amusement park. We're like, well, go to the back at the beginning because the lines aren't very long, and then you kind of hit the front. But you might want to think about it inversely if you're going. It might help you save some time.
Well, that is actually where a good, you know, pause here to talk about downloading the show app, or just using the website Map Your Show portal, because you'll have the floor plan accessible there, the full exhibitor list, and you can take a look and you can look at, you know, the booths that you know you want to visit. You know, it's often easy to get distracted and pulled in a lot of directions. And that's a good thing, because the whole, you know, one of the whole purposes of the show is to discover things that you've, you know, might not even know exist, and to find new solutions or new possibilities for solutions, and to, you know, widen your network. However, if you can keep yourself sort of grounded with the booth touch points you know you want to look into, and you can go ahead and schedule that, you can map out. And maybe it is, you know, in the back or the left corner or off to the right of the show hall. And that's where you can kind of beeline when those doors open.
So I'm guessing they open up their smartphone and search for the AHR Expo app. That simple?
You can, and it is available for iOS and Android. It's updated every year. So if you've had the app downloaded in prior years, once you pull that up, it's as simple as just updating the app you currently have. And that'll be repopulated with all information for 2023. And it has obviously the show floor and the exhibitor listing, but it also has the capability to schedule meetings. You can access the shuttle schedule if you're staying in a hotel that has a shuttle attached to it, which on our website, you can find the full list of hotels that will have a shuttle to and from the show. And it has other show information, like where to find it. You know, really just useful information when you're there on the ground and you're looking to be, you know, very conservative with your time so that you can spend it where you want to spend it.
And do you have to be a registered attendee to get that app, or can you kind of poke around and look at it and decide if you want to attend?
You can download the app and view everything without being registered. You can create a login if you want to do things such as schedule appointments or book, you know, a specific agenda with an exhibitor. You'll have to create a login for that.
Okay. And then how is attendance trending as compared to recent past?
It's sounding good. I mean, I don't personally have the numbers in front of me right, you know, at the moment, but, you know, in all the conversations that I've had with, you know, exhibitors who are speaking to their customers, and then of course, everyone on the attendee side that I'm fortunate enough to speak to, it sounds like everyone's excited. And I know there's a lot of exciting events that are happening, you know, throughout the show as well. And of course we have ASHRAE, which is headquartered there, right outside of Atlanta and Atlanta Metro. So that's an exciting, you know, year to be so close to where their brand new facility is. So I think they are expecting good attendance to the conference as well. So fingers crossed, it sounds like a really awesome, energized year. And it's, you know, our second year kind of after the pause.
Right.
I think last year, you know, you were there. I think we discussed this maybe. The energy just felt really amazing.
Yeah.
You know, everyone was excited to kind of be back and hit the ground running. And I think the industry has, you know, changed in a lot of ways, a lot of those positive, but a lot of them just because there was no option not to. So there's, you know, no shortage of topics that need to be discussed and will be discussed. And I think it's awesome that so many people are willing to participate in the industry conversation through an event like this.
I was going to ask you, Steph, you had the forced cancellation 1 year. And then the last year, right, there was a lot of good energy. Everyone was glad being back, but it was still a little different. We're all in face masks and it was, everyone's kind of feeling it out a little bit. Are you guys kind of feeling this is kind of back to normal, like post-COVID back to normal? This is what the expo is going to be.
Yes. You know, last year, like you mentioned, we were in Vegas. We were required by the convention hall to have the masks, which honestly, once I was there, I just didn't notice it. I think I was so excited to be back that, yeah. You know, I just kind of forgot that was a part of the day. But it does feel more normal. I mean, even this year in planning it, obviously a lot of the conversations that we're having still kind of are related to that, supply chain issues and just demand, and changing indoor air quality, all of those things, you know, are so closely tied to where we were. But it does, you know, I think it's kind of taken away that initial, what's it going to be like feeling.
Right.
And we're just so focused on being kind of back in our regular scheduled content that yes, it does feel different. It feels nice.
One thing I did notice is I'm not very good at identifying people just by their eyes.
Yes.
Like, people would walk up to me and say, Kyle, and I was like, oh shoot, I don't know who this person is. It's because, you know, yes. two-thirds of their face was covered.
Or, that is true.
I saw your face. I know you.
Yeah. You have to start learning people by their like mannerisms and things
exactly.
Of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I know you guys are beefing up the education part of the AHR Expo. So kind of talk to us what that entails and what the thought process behind that was.
We are. I mean, I would say our education programming has been growing, you know, even prior to the break.
Mm-hmm.
But particularly now, I think there's so much that needs to be discussed, and it needs to be discussed by all of our varying audiences that make up HVAC. And that's one of the things that I like so much about where the education program is heading is, you know, it's, yes, there's tons of information that's specific to application or specific to one type of product exchange or technology. However, there's so many conversations that are happening across the full supply chain. And they're really important things that even if you're coming to the education program and you're not necessarily going to walk away with, you know, a hard solution, you're going to come away with at least an idea of what the conversation is, how you can fit into the conversation, and where to go for reference or who to speak to within your network to solve some of the issues that relate to your particular, you know, day-to-day routines. So that's very exciting. And I think, you know, last year we rolled out the panel series as, you know, was a good opportunity coming back. Everyone was kind of questioning, you know, where are we? What's happening? It was kind of like coming out of a daze. So we had the State of the Industry panel, which had, you know, leadership representation from our associations representing all the varying disciplines within the marketplace. And that was a huge success. I mean, people, I think, just really felt like it was a necessity to have a you know, paused moment where you can talk about what the really big conversation topics are. And then that was helpful to go back to the show floor and sort of define what the solutions might look like. So this year, you know, we will be repeating the State of the Industry panel. We have a great panel lined up that's going to happen on Tuesday morning. But we have, you know, further defined our panel series, and we're talking about some of the other topics that are, you know, very topical right now in the industry. I don't want to say hot topics, but, you know, you're talking about them in your publication. I know that some of our other industry media and podcasters are doing the same. And actually, you yourself are going to be participating in one of those panels on decarbonization.
Absolutely.
So we have a few of those types of identified discussions that are going to happen. We'll, you know, we'll block those out with people who are kind of living and breathing this every single day so that it can really give some factual, you know, takeaways that you can apply into your job. And then we have some fun things too. You know, one of the things that hasn't happened, certainly not since I've been there, but I think it's been quite a while, is education programming on Wednesday. And this year we will be bringing back programming on Wednesday, just by the sheer fact that we've had so much demand for people looking to add value in the education program. So that kind of naturally happened, that we had so many sessions of so much interest from our associations to build out sessions that we, you know, we said, okay, well, let's blow this into Wednesday and see what that looks like. And then of course, on Wednesday, we're going to be hosting our panel for social media and how that relates to back to the HVAC industry and building that community feeling that I think is responsible for some of the energy that we felt last year and some of what you see happening in and around the industry. So that's going to be a really fun one. That's on Wednesday at 10 a.m. We have a lot of really amazing breakout sessions. If you look on our website under education programming, you can get the full list. And we have that defined also by the panel series if you're just particularly interested in that portion. And then, of course, you can always search it by speaker or topic or job discipline, whatever it is that you're looking for.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice just to sit down for a half hour after walking the show floor for hours and hours. And you can learn, if you can learn something while you're doing it, all the better, right?
Exactly. You're right. Cause it is a lot of walking and there's not a lot of places to sit around the show floor. So yeah, maybe take a look and see what, you know, when you predict your feet might be needing a break.
There you go. Anything else new? Obviously the education, is getting boosted up. Anything else new you guys are introducing that would be of interest to the listeners?
Well, we have a lot of programs that aren't necessarily new to this year, but they are just growing leaps and bounds. So they're expanding. Obviously, our podcast pavilion, which I also believe you will be in this year, that is just tremendously popular. I mean, it's my part in that is becoming increasingly more difficult because there's just so many awesome podcasters out there. And it's, you know, it comes down to having number one, the space, and number two, the time, like the actual hours in the day,
right,
to have people there. But we have so many amazing podcasters lined up this year. And their topics, you know, I don't have all of them, but the ones I'm hearing are, they just sound so awesome and relevant and such a nice way to segue into a conversation. If it's a new conversation to you, or just, you know, a very relaxed way to talk about, you know, some of the issues that are happening or opportunities also that are happening around the industry. On Wednesday, we do have a brand new podcast who's actually launching at the show. That's called Power Women of the Trade. And that'll be hosted by two owners, contract owners in the HVACR world. So that's going to be exciting. Beyond that, we have last year, we rolled out our workforce development programming where we hosted students at the show to show them just the opportunity that you could have within the industry and what a career might look like. These are high school students. They graduate with a HVAC technician's degree. So they're certified and they're ready to hire for apprenticeship. But we wanted to show them that you can, you know, you can pivot throughout this industry and you can really kind of do any career discipline within HVAC. You can work in sales, you can work in marketing, you can work in product development, you can work in so many different disciplines. So that's going to happen again this year. We have partnered with another local high school to Atlanta. That's the Atlanta College and Career Academy. So we have students coming from that. But beyond that, we're also going to be hosting on Monday a group of students with ASHRAE Engineering. So this will be a group of engineering students who are coming to participate in the ASHRAE conference, and they're going to stay over on Monday, and we will host them at the show, and we're going to give them an opportunity to speak with some engineers who are working daily in the field to understand what an engineer's role looks like, how to kickstart your career, what engineering HVAC looks like.
Well, it all sounds interesting. Now, people are interested and are getting excited about HR, where are we sending them to register and get all this information? I know obviously the app, but maybe send them a website too.
Yep, you can register right on our website. Top right corner, there's a big button that says register now. If you are not currently signed up to receive updates on the show news, you can do that also on the website. And of course, we send out emails with information about what's happening, what's going on. There's always an option to register on any of those emails. But the easiest way to do that is just to go to ahrexpo.com. Registration is free up until February 4th. After that, there's a small fee that will be attached to it.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Nicole, thanks for taking a few minutes, and we'll see you in Atlanta.
Well, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you on the panel and in Podcast Pavilion and, of course, in the press room.
That's right.